Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. Today with another edition of Wunderbar Together, music stories that connect us. In this part, I introduce you to the more experimental music scene from Germany. There's a long history of this kind of music in Germany, musical roots artists today build on. And these musical ideas, sometimes challenging, are well alive. I found so much great music that I wanted to present and share this here with you. Of course, Berlin is a hotspot for this, attracting musicians from all around the world to live, work, record there. But experimental music in Germany is not just a Berlin phenomenon. You will hear this as well today. Music and voices from musicians, some well-known, some I feel you should know. Like always, you can find the playlist at radiogoethe.org.
Living in Berlin, and you're listening to Radio Goethe. I would say that For me, actually, what comes first is the concept or the subject of the story. And then the rest is pretty much a musical and sonic, in general, exploration of that theme. I will say that I mainly work with electronic music. That being said, I am not a fan of genres. I pretty much go with the direction that I think fits sonically the idea that I come up with first. If that's clear, I hope. And the themes that I most of the time use, what I draw my inspiration from, are in psychology, mostly Jungian psychology, could be folklore, so the ancient stories, patterns that show themselves as themes in, well, again, traditional folklore, and human condition and mysticism, I will say. There has been long periods in my life where music was the main thing that held me together and that made me feel something and took my concentration from maybe things that were not good to me, were not, you know, healthy to my mind. And it gave me a sense of being understood by
some other people that I haven't even met, and it gave me a sense of connection. And I'm hoping to do the same for other people, maybe, and also do self-expression in the meantime. I would say in general, regardless of the specific cities, I'm someone who finds a lot of inspiration in cities and cultures. I might just say that, you know, I'm a traveler. I will say it that way. I actually love traveling. I love observing. I love experiencing different things. So again, regardless of the cities themselves, I always find a lot of inspiration in different approaches, different perspectives. And this always find their way in what I do, which is concept building and story building. And I think what I will say with the Istanbul-Berlin comparison, Istanbul would show itself in what I do as the unapologetic chaos, I will say. Well, that's what I grew up in, and I'm very happy about it. And Berlin would show itself as the precision and the wideness of exploration in what I do. As far as the German composers who influenced me goes, I will say, actually, classical music composers influenced me more than electronic music composers. Well, classical music composers like Bach or Beethoven, I will say, have more influence on me because I also come from playing piano. So that's what I did in my early teenager years before I got into electronic music. That being said, I have recently gotten into the music of Klaus Schulze, and I really, really, really love his works. I've been listening to Continuum, his album, on repeat for some reason this year.
Hi, this is Klaus Schulze, and you are enjoying the radio Goethe, which is a very German poet. And I hope you enjoy yourself as well in the, during the show. And take care and have a good night. Bye. I told you before that I'm working more as a composer in the sense of epic works. You know, that means long pieces like the classical music, and not a songwriter with four or five-minute songs. And with lyrics, I hardly don't use lyrics. And if I use male or female voices, for me it is more a kind of a sound question, and not a question of contents of some words which I want to bring to the people, you know. It's more or less kind of a additional acoustic instrument, if you want it like that, you know. And the way I work is more or less in the sense of, let's say, jamming, improvisation. I play one track into the computer, and then the next one, and on top of the third one, until I think that there is enough, let's say, music on the hard disk. And then I try to arrange the whole thing, and even sometimes I just delete some tracks, and the arrangement is actually the composition. And then finally, all what's left, I do a mix down with that, and that is the music. So I'm not like, for example, Mozart or Beethoven, going with a concrete idea to a composition, because the composition is growing during I'm playing and during I'm arranging. It's not like you have a certain thing like I want to describe, let's say, a lake, like Moon Lake with my new album. So I don't think always of a moon lake when I compose. So I just compose the stuff, and then I listen to it, and then I choose a title which I think which could probably fit. Thank you.
Herzlich willkommen auf Radio Goethe. Hier spricht Oberlin und ich freue mich sehr, hier heute zu Gast sein zu dürfen. Die Idee zum Oberlin-Projekt entstand im Elsass während eines Aufenthalts dort.
The basic idea to the Oberlin project emerged at the Elsass when I was there once. The name comes from Johann Friedrich Oberlin. He was a priest and philanthropist from Steintal, Rock Valley, like the name describes already, a sparse area. And this feeling of loneliness, the harsh, seemingly lifeless nature, plays a role because Oberlin's music originates alone in a withdrawal. It's based on meager atmospheres, not much moving drones, slowly emerging tones, which you have to engage yourself to discover the life in it.
Langsam sich entwickelnde Töne, ja, auf die man sich zunächst erstmal einlassen muss, um dann doch das sich entwickelnde, das Leben darin zu entdecken. Elektronische Musik spielte in meiner frühen musikalischen Sozialisation zunächst einmal.
Electronic music didn't play a role in my musical socialization. For me, folk music was a bigger influence. If you think about drones, think about the bagpipes that continuously underline same sounds. The biggest influence for my music has been the instrument itself, especially the modular synthesizer, because to play with it is always a new challenge. There are so many possibilities to create music through the different interconnections. In the end, it is a never-ending testing ground. The instrument predetermines possibilities. You could say the instrument plays with me and I become the instrument that serves the other side to create together music, sounds, atmospheres.
Das Gegenüber bedient und versucht gemeinsam mit ihm Musik, Töne, Atmosphären zu entwickeln. Das Spielen und Aufnehmen von Musik ist für mich in gewisser Weise schon eine wichtige Kompensation zu.
Playing and recording music has become for me an important compensation for things that happen in my daily life, impressions that I'm exposed to. It's the attempt to calm down, to become one again. All this through an altercation with single tones. It's like a meditative form to come back from the many to the one and to let something evolve from the single one.
Ja, man könnte schon sagen, als meditativen Ansatz auch, vom Vielen wieder zurück zum Einen zu kommen und aus dem Einen sich etwas langsam entwickeln zu lassen. Thank you. Musik, die weitgehend ohne Rhythmus, ohne Beats auskommt.
For music that manages to exist without beats or rhythms, it's much more difficult to reach a wider audience. In addition to that, I'm not really interested in a lot of advertisement or self-promoting. I think I'm also not very talented in that. Therefore, I concentrate on releases with small numbers that I can offer to interested labels or that I can send out by myself to interested listeners. I'm very happy to get feedback, but selling more releases would also mean to be more in the spotlight, and I'm not sure if I really want this.
Öffentliche Rampenlicht sich zu stellen, und da bin ich mir nicht sicher, ob ich das eigentlich wirklich wollen würde. Ich denke schon, dass mich das Aufwachsen in Deutschland musikalisch stark beeinflusst hat.
I think growing up in Germany influenced me a lot musically. I especially think about growing up in the late 70s with music under this meaningless title Krautrock with its many different influences. Experimental bands like Neu or the later named La Düsseldorf with their experimental, sometimes pre-punk ideas. Or like this anarchistic experiments by Faust or the spheric guitars by Ashra Tempel. That all was an important influence, thinking about the German intellectual history, also the era of Romanticism that leads back to the beginnings of Oberlin.
Also das war schon ein recht starker Einfluss, was die deutsche Geistesgeschichte angeht. Dann vielleicht insbesondere die Epoche der Romantik. Ja, führt auch wieder zurück zum Beginn von Oberlin.
Thank you.
This is Hans-Joachim Irmler from Faust. Greetings from Germany. Hello.
Jetzt im Rückblick finde ich, dass unsere Musik als Reaktion, als Gegenreaktion auf Pop- und Rockmusik eigentlich als zeitgenössische Musik einzuordnen ist. Wir haben versucht, außerhalb des damals gültigen Musikgeschmacks, also Rock, Beat und Jazz, irgendwie das lustvolle Experimentieren mit reinzubringen, auszuleben. Wir haben da ziemlich Probleme wahrscheinlich erzeugt für uns und für Musiker. Das selbst in, also nicht nur in Deutschland, sondern selbst in England hat das zu einigen Irritationen unter Kollegen geführt. Beschäftigt haben wir uns eigentlich damit nur, dass wir Stimmungen versucht haben reinzubringen, dass wir uns damit auseinandersetzen. Wir haben Klänge, Sounds außergewöhnlicher Art versucht to erarbeiten.
Looking back, I think our music was a reaction, a counter-reaction to pop and rock music. It's kind of contemporary music. We have tried to work outside the common music taste of the time, rock, pop, jazz, to include and to live experimenting with excitement. We probably created some problems for us and musicians in Germany and abroad, like in England. It led to some irritations for colleagues. What mattered for us was to work with voices, atmospheres, to engage with them. We tried to work with and develop extraordinary sounds, like using mundane things and alienate them so much that you can't recognize them anymore. Or you take a common sound and put it in an uncommon context, or using the studio in itself as an instrument and in some form misusing it. But for us was and is the main focus the man. No artificial, you don't have to be a pop star. It's just the freedom that you can feel this and live it. On stage or in the recording studio, that is the main objective of Faust. A different kind of Radio Goethe today, another edition of the Wunderbar Together series, Music That Connects Us. You heard Oberlin, Hans-Joachim Irmler, Hüme Otku and Klaus Schulze. I hope you like this show. You can find the playlist, this and other Wunderbar Together stories at radiogoethe.org. I would love to hear from you. Please get in touch with me. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.